Hey guys, it's Izzy, and I guess you could say I'm back. So, you know what? I'm going to completely start over. I feel as if I started to not like where the podcast was going, and I was getting pretty upset with myself, and I didn't like the vibe, and I also felt as if I wasn't being, I don't know, not transparent, because I was being transparent with you guys. I just feel like I want to be able to get on here and be myself and talk about what I want to talk about and say what I want to say and think what I want to think. You know what I mean? I want to be able to get on here after a long day or a bad day or a good day and talk to you guys about it. And if you can relate, you can relate. And if you can't, you can't. And I also want to tell you guys, I'm probably not going to be giving specific days that I'm posting anymore. You can turn my notice on, and I'm gonna leave it at that. And I'm sorry that this is all I can give you guys right now, but if you enjoy, then you enjoy. If not, I'm so sorry and wish you the best. But for the people that are saying, hey guys, what's up? So I guess I just kind of want this specific episode to just be raw. I want it to be unfiltered. I'm just gonna talk. No cuts, no nothing. So, I'm gonna start off with how I am. So, I'm doing all right. I feel as if I'm doing a lot better than I expected myself to be doing right now. You know, with this adult stuff, it's pretty stressful. It's weird. It's scary. It's all types of things. I've been doing all right. I think the hardest thing that I've been struggling with recently is my mental health, which makes me so angry because every time I think I'm doing better, my depression and anxiety just like slaps me in the face. But I am doing better. I really am. And I want to acknowledge that. And I want to take pride in that. Because I am doing better. And to be able to heal completely, I also have to, you know, take pride in the good moments. And I'd say at the beginning of my mental health, you know, there was a period in my life where it got really, really bad. And it got to the point where my self-care had just decreased incredibly, just flat out decreased. And you know, some of you may think this is disgusting. I mean, trigger warning, I guess. But I got to a point where I stopped brushing my teeth. I stopped showering. I stopped doing normal activities that other people do because at the time it was just too much. My mental health had just really, it had me in a chokehold. And that may seem gross to some of you, but those who understand, you know, I have a feeling you guys know where I'm coming from. And times like that get so scary for me because I just never know. I never know what those downs consist of. And thankfully now I'm doing great and I've been on top of my self-care because I don't know, being clean is something that's very important to me recently. Well, it's always been important to me, but obviously when I, you know, go through those mental blocks, it's pretty hard for me to care for myself. And so I'm doing all right, and I hope you're doing well too. But my biggest struggle lately is the past. I can't get myself to let go of the past. I've been having flashbacks. I've been having memories and, you know, thoughts of people from my past come back. And it's super frustrating because every time I think that I'm starting to live in the present, it's memories from my past that constantly come back. And it's super frustrating. It's super frustrating. It's also, I think I'm going through a time where it's hard for me to socialize and it's hard for me to go out right now because of my anxiety. I'm thinking so much about like, oh, well, what if, what if, what if. I'm constantly thinking about the what ifs. As frustrating as that can be, in a way, I found the beauty in my anxiety. I'm kind of grateful for it, because as much of a pain in the ass it is, it's helped me to be more conscious of myself and the people around me and my decisions and things like that. So in that aspect, I'm super grateful for it. But then there's, you know, the moments where it's like, am I enough? Am I doing enough? Do they actually love me? Am I a shitty person? If I wear these shoes, are they gonna think I'm weird? You know what I mean? Just thoughts that I don't need to be having. I don't need to be having. And I think the problem is I don't want to have them, but obviously it's a chemical imbalance, so I'm bound to have them. At the same time, though, I know that I can replace those thoughts with positive ones, but it's much, much easier said than done. And like I said, you know, like I just said, it's, I've just been, I really can't let go of the past. And I'm so, so upset with the past version of myself, but it's like, I need to find the beauty in it. Because if it weren't for, you know, the 16-year-old Izzy, the 16-year-old version of me, I wouldn't be the person that I am today. I really wouldn't. And that's the reality behind it. Like, I had to see that ugly, and I had to go through that ugliness to be where I am now. Now, am I doing perfect and, you know, flying, you know, seeing unicorns and rainbows? No, I'm not, unfortunately. But my life has become more bearable. And I think it's really hard, because it's such a struggle for me to communicate my depression with other people, because I feel as if I've always been so embarrassed about it. I'm embarrassed that my brain thinks like this. I get embarrassed that I can become so negative. Like, it's truly, truly embarrassing to me. And that's why it's hard for me to socialize with my loved ones, because I don't want them to see me like this. And I don't want people to see the ugly side of my mental disorder. But the reality of it is people are gonna see it. And people can either love me for it, hate me for it, build their own opinions off of it. I have to stop caring about what other people think. I really do. It's such a nasty cycle to be in, to constantly, constantly care about what other people think about you. Because then I feel like I'm holding myself back from being my truest version. Like, I can't just wear what I want, or do what I want, or say what I want, or be who I want to be, you know? And that's where I need to get to, because I genuinely feel as if that's where all the happiness comes in. As soon as I, you know, find the beauty in myself and find the beauty of who I, it's all about being who you really are, because nobody else is going to be me better than me, you know? As cocky and weird, that sounds pretty cocky and weird, but like, it's true, you know? Like, there's not another Izzy out there. I know so many people, like, my friends, there's nobody else that could be them better than them. My mom, there's nobody else that could be her better than her. And that's because she's her. She's being herself. That was a whole rant, but I hope y'all understand what I'm saying, and I'm just not rambling. I tend to do that a lot. I talk a lot. But I just want to be creative. I want to get in tune with my creative side. And yeah, like I said, though, it's super hard to do stuff and be creative and be outgoing and be who I really am when I have, you know, these mental disorders that have me in a chokehold. And it's so hard, because I know that people love me. I know that people care about me. I know that people support me. I know that in my heart, you know. it's in my brain where the disconnect happens. And I think people don't understand that. And that's where it gets so frustrating, because my mental, like my depression and anxiety, pushes me to the point where I don't want to be around anyone. I just want to be by myself. Which makes the people I love, you know, feel as if, oh, well, why don't you want to be around me? And it's like, it's not that I don't want to be around you. I don't want you to see this version of myself. I'm exhausted. I'm exhausting. I feel like I'm a burden. And that's why I can't see you right now. Which is hurting them. You know what I mean? So I'm having this whole self-reflection moment, because it's like, yeah, you don't want these people to see this version of yourself, but you're hurting the people that you love. They want to talk to you. They want to communicate with you. I don't know. I just don't want to be embarrassed of who I am anymore. All while, you know, wanting to be myself and having this craving of finding my identity. It's like, okay, well, who are you? Who are you? Because all these years you've been people pleasing. All these years you've been portraying a different personality to different people just so that they would like you. Who are you? I have to figure out what is Izzy like to do? What does Izzy like to do? What are Izzy's hobbies? What do you enjoy doing? So I really, really feel like I'm genuinely meeting someone new through all of this. Because I don't know how else to explain it except to say that I don't know who I am. I'm confused. I'm frustrated. I'm angry. I'm upset that I was people-pleasing for all those years and neglecting myself and neglecting my thoughts and neglecting my identity, neglecting who I am and what I believe in. But I've decided, like, I'm genuinely deciding, like, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm not going to people please. I'm going to be who I am. And if people like it, they'll like it. And if they don't, they don't. I don't want to feel misunderstood anymore. I don't want to feel like nobody actually knows me. I don't want to feel like even the people that love me and have been in my life for years, I don't want to feel like they don't know me. I just feel misunderstood. I don't feel seen. It sucks too because, you know, like I said at the beginning of this episode, I'm also struggling with holding on to my past, and with, you know, struggling with my identity and my past. I'm constantly over analyzing the idea that there's people out there that know a version of me that I absolutely fucking hate. I absolutely fucking hate. And I wish, I find myself constantly wishing and constantly thinking, like, I wish they never met that version of me. I wish they could just forget about me. And I wish that they never met me in that moment. But at the same time, I'm okay with that. Because I'm happy that I can sit here and say that, you know, 17-year-old me is not the same as 20-year-old me. They're two completely different people. And not everyone can say that. Some people continue to live their lives with no change, no growth. But I took the steps that I needed to take to work on myself, because I acknowledged that I had flaws. I acknowledged that I wasn't a perfect person. Nobody is. Nobody's a fucking perfect person. And I took the time to do that self-reflection. So instead of being so angry at that version of myself, I'm going to be grateful for the version that I am today, for the person that I am today. Because I can't hate myself for that. I can't hold on to that. That's such a toxic mentality. And I'm going to let go of it. Because I don't deserve that. I don't deserve to think like that. I don't deserve to have those thoughts. And you know, I know in my past that I hurt people. And I know that people hurt me in the past, but I'm letting go of all of that shit, bro. I'm letting go. I'm choosing to forgive the people that hurt me in the past, and I forgive, you know, and I hope the people that I hurt in my past can learn to forgive me. I really, really genuinely do. Because I'm not proud of the person that I was. And I know I made some questionable decisions. But like I said, at least I can sit here and say that I'm not so angry at myself for the person that I am today. So I'm just gonna sit with that and be okay with it. Thank you guys for listening. I think I'm gonna end it off with that tonight. I hope you have a blessed night, and make sure you're staying hydrated, and make sure to be kind to those around you, because you never know what they're going through. I love you guys. Peace out. Good night.